Hi, welcome to Arts and More on WMUK, bringing you arts and culture from Southwest Michigan. I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Sun breaks down frozen ice, melting all his weaknesses to the gods.
During her time in Chicago, musician Zoe Moser was busy making a name for herself. She sang backup vocals for the Rolling Stones with the college ensemble. She performed an original song for Nobel Peace Prize laureates at a conference in California, and she was composing commercial work, not to mention performing her own mixture of jazz and pop. But 2 years ago, the music stopped.
Because I developed nodes on my vocal cords. And so I found that out and they were like, you need to either go into surgery or you need to stop performing. And at that time I was performing and living in Chicago and I was performing like four nights a week for like 4 to 5 hours a day. And so my mom was like, come home.
So she did. Moser moved in with her family in Vicksburg and took some time to rest.
And I was on vocal rest for 4 months. And then I was actually planning on moving to California, to LA. And then our mom got diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And so I ended up staying here.
Moser says her mother responded well to treatment, but the harrowing experience brought her and her younger sister Sage closer together, especially musically. The duo will perform together tomorrow night at Potter's Lounge in Kalamazoo.
The whole reason that we started playing together is I was at home and I was just like, you know, like I need to start playing. And so we decided, let's play together.
Moser says Sage has added her own style to her music.
Before I was kind of doing more like pop, jazz, infused kind of stuff. It was more like ethereal. And now we kind of have like a more like hard kind of rock alternative sound bringing her in, which is really cool.
Oh my love, we can't go back to yesterday when we were on track. Time stood still when we first kissed. Nicotine breath across your lips. Oh my love, don't fall under me. When you first said fly away with me, you Peter Pan smile.
The Moser sisters also come from a musical family, as in musical theater. In 2013, they founded Bad Wolf Theater Company out of Battle Creek. It's a pop-up theater that performs at different venues in the area. They also do theater camps for kids.
Our mom does like set design and costumes, and she's coming up with that and her own ideas. I do the music for it, and I do all the backing tracks and do sound. Our sister Rochelle is the director, and she writes the book and the script. And so, and Sage helps with everything. She's like kind of like our gopher where she helps with costumes, she helps with set, she'll help us with like assistant directing.
Moser says their dad will also help with a lot of the technical work. Every summer, all four daughters come to help the theater put on an original musical, including founder Rochelle, who lives in Anaheim, California, where she works for Disney. Moser says it takes at least a dedicated week for her and Rochelle to put the music together.
Deep in the black of the night, sailors have heard of a light.
Rochelle flies in from California, and me and her basically are in my room, and we're just like, start writing. She's writing the scripts, I'm writing the music, and like, we're kind of doing it collectively.
Yo ho, until the water's red. Yo ho, with her blood instead. Yo ho, yo ho.
So it's pretty intense. That's probably the most stressful part, is like writing so fast, but it's also like the most rewarding part, because like, it's, I don't know, something magical happens by having to do it so fast and like in that little time crunch.
Moser says that's what happened with one of the family's favorite musicals called The Hollow.
That was my favorite just because of the storyline. It was about a girl who was at a dance, and she went down to this graveyard, and she was waiting for her date to come, and he never showed up, and she froze to death. And then she became a ghost in this graveyard. And then years later, this guy comes down and is able to see her and talk to her. And they basically bond and have this relationship. And then at the end of it, he ends up freezing to death with her, and they live together in the graveyard as ghosts. So, and we have a really cool song from that, I Will Wait For You. It's like our favorite song.
I will wait for you.
Moser says while the family will always come together for the theater, she's not planning on living in Vicksburg for very long. Moser is finally moving to Los Angeles in March. That might seem like the end of this project with her younger sister Sage. Fortunately, Sage says she plans to go to college in California next year.
Yeah, I either want to major in technical theater or in jazz guitar performance, so I'm kind of split between the two right now.
We fall in love, we fall fast, we give hope, we give back.
Zoe and Sage Moser will perform together tomorrow night at 7 at Potter's Lounge. That's at the Four Points by Sheraton Hotel in Kalamazoo. We'll have more of their show dates on our website. That's all for Arts and More today. I'm Rebecca Thiel. You can hear Arts and More on Fridays on WMUK, and check us out online at WMUK.org. Thanks for listening.